welcome to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host Silky Harvey, every Monday at 1 p.m. CT. Welcome everybody to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 on today, the 29th of November. And hello, everybody. Welcome wherever you are in the world, wherever you are listening from. Today's show is going to be a little different because we are really quickly approaching the launch date of my very first multi-author book, Strong and Free, Stories of Women Who Are Living Their Dream After Breaking Up with Society's Expectations, which will be released on the 17th of December. That is so exciting. I'm so looking forward to all of this. And today on the show, there are three of the Strong and Free authors. All three women have got amazing stories to tell, and I want to introduce them to you. Some of these interviews were done a little while ago on my Facebook page, but I've decided to put them out on the radio because they just capture the essence of those amazing women and their stories. And it's a perfect way of introducing them to you, my listeners. Today we have Kinga Stasalek, a relationship coach who currently lives in Sydney, Australia. We also have Zamri Dipurit, also from Australia, and her story is just absolutely breathtaking. And with us as well is Triin Ustalu from Estonia, and she will be telling us a little bit about her different lifestyle, which is absolutely fascinating to me. So without further ado, and after the commercial, we are going straight into the very first talking stick with Kinga Stasalek. Are you strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, Stories of Women Who Are Living Their Dream After Breaking Up with Society's Expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. We are now going on to the first talking stick, and I would love to introduce to you Kinga Stasalek. She is a love and relationship coach, expert, energy healer, and founder of Lapis Evolution. Now, she was the very first person to sign up to my book, Strong and Free, and she holds a special place in my heart for that. She believed in the whole project from the very beginning, and she's a beautiful lady. I recorded this interview with her a little while ago on my Facebook page, and it was a live, but it was so amazing that I decided that more listeners should hear what she has to say. So here we are today. But Kinga grew up in a very conservative family where most of her life she was told what to do, how to love, how to talk, and how to think. After years of living in an ego-driven world and pleasing others, Kinga realized how disconnected she was from her soul and heart's desire. A life crisis inspired her to completely change her personal love and business life. This was a turning point in Kinga's life. She started to heal the past, stepped into her unique gift, and became a free, strong woman, leading by her own example. Kinga helps women to step into their inner power, connect with their heart, and never hold back their truth. Kinga's clients get amazing results. They not only become unapologetically themselves, but also attract a deep, authentic connection ideal life partners, and create the life of their dreams, free from society, cultural, or family expectations. So here is the interview I did with Kinga a little while ago, and enjoy. Welcome, everybody, to today's interview with Kinga Stasalek. Did I say that right, your name?
Stasalek, almost, yes. Hello, Silke. Hello, everyone.
Hello, it's wonderful to have you here. Kinga is one of the wonderful authors in my upcoming multi-author book, Strong and Free, Stories of Women Who Are Living Their Dream After Breaking Up with Society's Expectations. And we're here today to find out a bit more about Kinga. So, in your own words, tell us a bit about you, Kinga.
So I live in Sydney for 7.5 years, and I am originally from Poland. My personal story, it's connected with my business story because my own personal life experience inspired me to open a business, which is love and relationship coaching and energy healing. And I help women to create the life of their dream. Men need to attract their ideal life partners, have family if they wish, and also empower them to really step into their unique inner power and claim their truth, connect with their needs, and manifest that with the most joyful and inspiring way.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. I like that. It's just so nice. It feels heartfelt, and you seem such a warm person. You come across as so.
Thank you.
I don't think anyone could wish for a better coach than you.
Thank you so much.
So, what inspired you to start this business?
As I said, my own personal story experiences more like challenges with love and relationship, because I always believe in a deep, authentic connections and that fulfilling love with that one special person that I can build my life and future together. Mm-hmm. But my family story was quite challenging, and I didn't have a good example in my family. Therefore, I was repeating the same patterns from my mother's side, yes, female, and also like breaking marriages and lots of my also experiences from my previous relationship that was very heartbreaking for me. And despite I was really into that love and relationship, I've seen my own issues, my patterns, and I decided that I need to work on it, because I was such a giver and people pleaser with big heart and that kind energy. I was over giving, over sharing, and people were taking me for granted. Therefore, I didn't get what I really wanted. My needs haven't been met. And I got to that point that I was sick and tired of trying and doing so much, most of the things by myself, and still didn't get what I really needed. Like, I didn't feel fulfilled in that relationship dynamic. So I decided that I'm going to work on myself, focus on myself, make myself priority, really sink deeply into my needs. And that how became also my own personal development and then coaching journey and healing journey. And after a while, I decided that I love it and I'm good in that. And I'm example also for other women to do that and to break free from any kind of expectations.
That is wonderful. I mean, your story is a story, I think, of many women out there.
Yes.
We've all experienced it to some degree, that we want something in life, but there is no role model in the family, because just in generations past, our mothers, our grandmothers lived a completely different way of life, and they weren't used to putting their needs first. They were always used to just being the homemaker, the caretaker. And this role has been passed down the generations to us women. And at this point in history, I really do believe that there is an uprising and that women are starting to say enough is enough of that.
Because that's right. I'm done.
Yeah, absolutely. Because all this boils right back to the ancestral wounds, even of the burning times. You know, it's really deep rooted in society that women have got a certain place. But I do feel it's time for women to step up and step out of that place and start standing in their own power. And that's the inspiration behind the book as well, is Strong and Free. I mean, that's why I am looking for women like you who've actually done it, gone there and taken that step, because it's so inspiring to others.
Yeah, it was quite of the journey, but so rewarding, yes, to break up from all expectation, the society, our own beliefs, the family, cultural, background, religious, all that, and really set yourself for free and do what you really want to do, create the life on your own terms.
Absolutely. And that's really important. So what advice would you give to any woman who's wondering about taking that decisive step? What sort of words can you give on the way?
First of all, it's totally worth it. And despite the challenges that women, if you're listening to me, if you have challenges, I get that. I hear you. I feel you. I've been there too. But it's so worth to commit and never give up, because this is your life. This is your dream. This is your truth. This is the core essence of your femininity, of your inner power. And there is no other way to fulfill yourself in this life than really step in and find that freedom in living. Any kind of connection, attachment to something that is in your head, it's actually not your truth. It's not in your body. It doesn't sink in your heart, in every cell in your body, but comes from the beliefs, which means comes from expectation of the society. We implemented that in our life for years, sometimes from our birthright, our birth, or even generational. But this is not our truth. It's not our nature. Our nature is to be free. And yes, I agree with you, Silke, that we live in this time that women know that they can have it all. They can have family. They can thrive in a business or work, anything what they do, they can have passion. They can be, you know, boss lady, leaders, and still be in that feminine power,
Absolutely.
The question is that most of the women, they don't know how to do that. And I want to be that example and help and guide women, teach them how to do that, through the proven process. Because there are processes. It's not that it comes from like the magic and it happens by accidents. We need to work on it. We need to know how to manifest and work with the energy and frequency, but also with the strategy.
Absolutely. Those are lovely words. Thank you for that. If anyone listening today is really inspired and wants to get their own story out there as well, get in touch. I'll be leaving all the details underneath this post. You can also be an author in Strong and Free. We're still taking applications at the moment. So if you want to join our lovely Kinga here to be in the book, get in touch. Or in general, just stay in touch, hang around on Facebook, have a look what we're doing, and when the book comes out, go buy it. I really highly recommend it, because it will be inspirational.
Yes, and if I can also add, Silke, from my point of view, I also want to encourage women to join. If you have story to share, do it, because it's a responsibility for yourself to step into your power, but also responsibility for other women and future generations, future women, our daughters, And I know that some people are scared, because I also was inviting few women, But I believe that if we share, we care, Sharing is caring. And that's what makes us better, yeah, and stronger as women.
Thank you for those beautiful last words. So everybody have a wonderful day. I mean, it's midday here. I believe it's evening for you, Kinga, wherever you are.
Night after 9 p.m.
yeah, true.
But I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for coming. And
thank you so much
for watching.
Thank you so much, everyone.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silke Harvey. That was Kinga Stasilek, and it was a pleasure to listen back to this interview, which I did, I think it was around August this year, but it is still as pertinent as it was back then. I'm so looking forward to Kinga's story in the book Strong and Free. If you want to get in touch with her, go to her website, lapisevolution.com. All the details will also be on the show page, so you can just look her up and get in touch. Are you strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. And here is another one of our amazing Strong and Free authors, Samriddhi Purit. She is a Sydney-based executive coach and global talent development leader. Samriddhi is a fan of transformation. Her 14 years of experience as a learning strategist, award-winning facilitator, and internationally certified coach shines through in her work for bringing out the kinder, happier, and more productive versions in people and teams from Fortune 500 companies across the USA, Australia, China, India, New Zealand, and Singapore. She enjoys using theater, games, and art for bringing out deep self-reflection and empowerment for her clients. Her life's mission is to help people connect with their inner calling and bring out their personal magic. Born and raised in India, Samriddhi loves all things culture and tradition, while also challenging the status quo and seeking her own personal stories through her solo travels. If left unsupervised, you'd most likely find her crooning along with a street artist or laughing uncontrollably at a four-year-old's joke. Now, I've read Samriddhi's story and it's absolutely intriguing. It's a must to read this. So when Strong and Free comes out on the 17th of December, go and buy it straight away. It will be on Amazon and it will be no more than a cup of coffee. It will be released on Kindle initially and then later on as a paperback version as well. So go grab yourself a copy on your Kindle on the 17th of December and enjoy all these amazing, amazing stories from these strong and free women. You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silke Harvey.
Welcome, Samriddhi. I'm really looking forward to talking to you today and introducing you and your beautiful skills and everything you do to our listeners.
Thank you, Silke. It's so nice to meet you and so nice to connect with everybody here as well. I hope you're having a lovely morning.
Thank you, Ayam. It's beautiful weather. Finally, we've had several days of really bad rain, so I'm not complaining. The sun is shining.
That's amazing. Yeah. It started raining a little bit today, but because it's our festival, Diwali, I'm just extra happy and it doesn't matter.
Exactly. If there's something to celebrate, everything is good.
So that's true.
Tell the listeners a bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So I am into learning and development, and I'm a leadership coach. So how I started on this journey was when I was in uni, I found that there was this one workshop I attended, and it really started to help me understand my own feelings, and it helped me got in touch with what I was feeling inside. I was going through a few things in life then when my dad just left. And I realized that I had such a massive transformation from that I wanted to do this for others. And so every job that I've ever taken has been in learning and development. And I've been constantly working on enhancing my skills as a coach. This is what feels extremely fulfilling for me, because I feel like I'm a witness to somebody's transformation. And it feels really great. And it feels a great honor to be a part of someone's change when they're going through their stuff, they're going through their emotions. And probably all they need is someone to just listen to them and help them focus through the right questions. And what I want to do with this is I want to set up an organization. I want to set up my own business where I'll be able to help people find their true passion, find their true feelings, and to be able to do that through arts. So because of my affiliation or my connection with theater, writing, singing, I'm not saying I'm very good at all of them, but I love doing them. And I feel like that also brings out a lot of those inner and hidden emotions in people. And so I would like to use them as well as my coaching skills to be able to support people to truly find what they want and to be able to truly live in their authentic space.
Yes, the arts are so beautiful, and they really are the best way of getting right down to the core, to the heart of people. I use a lot of art as well when I do my chakra dancing workshops, and there's always things like mandala drawings or just literally scribbling with crayons to see what comes through, you know, divine input, you know, spontaneous drawings, all them kind of things. And it's a really beautiful thing. I love that. So what's the story behind all that? How did you get interested in the arts and putting it all together? And I know you said you were at uni and you went to some courses, but what is your bigger passion behind all of this?
Well, I think I've always loved being creative, and I've always, while I was growing up, I used to come up with my own tunes, and when people used to ask me, hey, where did you hear that? And I would say, oh, I just made it up. And then, you know, I was kind of all right with coloring, and those days were color pencils and crayons. So I was good at that. And my father was a good role model for me because he was a poet. He was, I hope he still does it. He used to write, and he used to write funny poetry. And he was the most amazing self-taught artist that, you know, I have seen. And I'm biased because I was growing up to see him. And all that kind of was always there. When we got together, I remember that when I was a kid, and we used to go to these Indian weddings, which are like really big fat weddings where there are like thousands of, in my mind, in a child's mind, it feels like thousands of people, lots of food, lots of color. And it used to be like a great place. And in those spaces, singing, dancing, and having fun is a very big part. So I guess I got it from there when I was attending a wedding as a kid, and it just stayed with me every day after that.
Yeah, well, I would love to go to one of those weddings. You know, you always see pictures, and sometimes it's on the telly, and like it just looks amazing, all the colors that are going on there, you know. it seems to be a huge festival.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not a one-day affair. It's at least for a week. And that was when I was a kid. Now things have changed. But for the whole week, there would be like family and friends staying in one house or staying in one location. And, you know, as kids, we never would sleep. We would, you know, play. We would do these acting games and dumb charades and things like that. It was a very, very fun moment for me every time I thought about being in a wedding when I was a kid.
That sounds absolutely amazing. Brilliant. So wait, what do you actually do to relax? Because you work with the arts, and most people would actually turn to the arts for relaxation. So is your private life spilling into your professional life, or do you keep it separate and have other interests?
That's actually a very good question. So I think the reason why I chose my profession was because it helped me bring out a very artistic side in me, because it's a very creative process for me to connect with people and to understand what's going on in their life, what's going on with their emotions, what's going on with their mind, and where are they wanting to go from here? So I guess it really started off from there. And while that was running, and I was always lucky to have a very, very smooth side on my career front, even if other parts of my life could have been difficult at times. And when that was happening, I would also use my time to do theater, compose songs, and there was always some kind of a creative project in the background. I would do a radio story or a documentary. So I would keep doing these things, and I really wouldn't care whether it's great quality, not great quality, because I probably never intended to share those things. I started writing my first book when I was 17 years old, and I've written 3 books so far, but you know, I haven't had the courage to publish them, because after a while I would realize that, oh my God, I've just been so one with my creative passion, my creative project, that I've forgotten that when it goes to the world, it could be very different and it could expose me. And that's the reason why when we talk about when this initial idea came up of me writing a chapter in your book, it was really challenging all of that for me. And I don't know what helped me. I think I'm surrounded by really amazing women, very strong women. And looking at them and also looking at my own story, I felt like I was ready. And so just as it is happening with the book, where I'm using my creative side to bring out who I truly am in the world, I also used my creative side, and slowly I've been, you know, over the years, it's been like a drip feed. I've been bringing in a little bit of my creative side to work. And I think at some stage, ideally, it will just become one.
That is the point we are all aiming for, because when your private world and your passions become one with your work, you no longer work. You won't work another day in your life ever again. So
yes.
that really is the perfect point we are all aiming for. So well done for doing it.
Thank you.
I've read your chapter, and I know a bit about your passion for traveling, and that you've been some really interesting places like Egypt. So with that said, what is your biggest dream in life? And which item is still left on your bucket list that you definitely have to do?
Right, my biggest dream, it's even too big to feel that I can say it, but it is to empower people to shine their light. And I want to empower people to shine their light by using their own passion. And I want to be doing, and the process that I want to use is joy and my own vulnerability. I want this to be an organization where people, you know, come in and when they go out, they are like transformed and they're in touch with something that they always knew and probably now they remember. And that would be my deepest passion. And that's my deepest desire. And what is on my bucket list that I haven't ticked off yet? Could be a bit too brashy to, what word do I use there? it could be a bit bashful to say, but especially with the COVID time, but I would like to travel to every single country in the world before I die.
Oh, we've got something in common there. That's on my list as well. It's just, mine is a bit more specific. I want to do it in my Land Rover. Literally drive every country.
Can I join you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, well, you never know. We'll both keep working at it. We make it happen. So if you had one wish to change the world for the better, what would it be?
I would think that a lot of us are warriors and we do have our own realities and we fight them with our own reasons. I wish that that approach of fighting with our reality can change to dealing with it through joy and through having fun. I feel like there is a little darkness in everybody's life and in the world, and there is a little light. So I feel like that one thing that I would like to change is moving that focus from the darkness to shining our own light and making it brighter instead of just focusing and putting ourselves down or pulling ourselves back from the darkness. So that would probably be that one thing that I really wish the world changes. And probably with that, there would be no wars. There would be a lot of love. Mm. There'll be a lot of connection. And people will experience kindness and peace in more ways than we know.
Absolutely. I second that entirely. Because we all have this light inside of us and it only needs to be turned up a little notch for everything to look so much easier in every day. And like you said, there wouldn't be any wars because people would be feeling too happy to bother to start a fight with anybody.
Yes.
What a beautiful wish. Well, our time is almost up. And thank you so much for answering these questions and for telling the listeners a little bit about yourself. Bana, where can our listeners find you? What's the best way of getting in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch with me through our Strong and Free page and my Facebook handle. They can also get in touch with me on Instagram with the same handle, Samriddhi1612. And it's very soon to announce my website, but when that will be up, I will make sure I put it up on my Facebook and Instagram handles as well.
Brilliant. And I will be leaving all the details underneath this interview as well, so people can look you up directly and just click the links. Thank you so much for being here today. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Are you strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. And now we are coming on to Trine Oosterloo, who lives in Estonia. She is another one of our authors, and she has an amazing story. She lives an exciting, different lifestyle, and I find it fascinating. She lives in a small village, works a lot with her hands, and really tries to get back to basics, back to nature, back to connecting with life itself. And I love it. That is so much in the spirit of the inner hippie that I just admire her for everything she does. And when you listen to the interview I did with her for my Facebook page a little while ago, you will realize what a multifaceted, multi-layered woman she is, but she is inspirational and got an amazing story to tell. And if you want to read all about that exciting lifestyle of hers, buy the book Strong and Free, because her story is right in there and it's amazing. So here we go, a little bit about Trine. It is difficult to describe who Trine Oosterloo is. She has worked as a professional programmer, but has also dedicated her life to learning to know the real world, human soul, and the little things in life. Her inner child has been her lifelong companion, urging her to explore new and exciting themes. Inspired by it, she has learned glass cutting, growing watermelons, smelting and forging iron smelting, weaving on the loom, the dialect of doves, woodworking, ice skating, something she disliked as a child, horseback riding, silversmithing, welding, and more. She has also built a small treehouse. Her children really applauded her on that. A brick stove, made furniture, many lamps, and other wondrous things. She discovered that there is much more to all of these adventures than just technical aspects, so she has written several manuscripts about them. Trine lives with her children in a small village in Estonia, works as a robotics teacher, is the creator behind Magpie Mill Jewelry, and writes about discovering the world. If you want to get in touch with Trine, she has her own Facebook page, Magpie Mill Jewelry, but all the details will also be included on the show page, so you can look her up and go straight through, click through the link and have a look at her amazing creations there. So let's hear it from Trine Oosterloo.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silke Harvey.
Welcome, everybody, today on my Facebook page on this live. And with us today is Trine Oosterloo. She is one of our authors in Strong and Free, Stories of Women Who Are Living Their Dream After Breaking Up with Society's Expectations. And I'm really excited to find out more about her today and to find out her story. So welcome, Trine. Tell the listeners a bit about yourself and what you do.
Hello, my name is Trine, and I come from a small country called Estonia. It's a Nordic country, south of Finland, and it's former Soviet Union country. And this is what I do. This is a difficult question because I do many things. I work as a teacher. I work as a jeweler. I am a storyteller. And I'm a mother, and I'm a handcrafter, many things.
That is so fascinating. That seems to me such a rich and vibrant life, because you are doing so many things and combining so many skills that's not very usual in this modern world anymore. And it's something that maybe our ancestors would have done. And it seems to me, anyway, a life that we should actually strive for. So what is your story behind that lifestyle? Why did you choose to do what you do and to live that lifestyle?
Well, I guess it started in my childhood when I grew up in the capital of Estonia, in Tallinn. And
it was like a village life because there were kids playing around everywhere on the streets. We were climbing the trees, running around. And but when I grew up, the city like changed, and I felt that I didn't have space anymore. And I had a dream. I wanted to move out to the countryside. So I went to the university. I'm actually a programmer. I learned informatics. And after I graduated, I had this really strong internal voice saying that now it's time to leave. So I bought a small house. And then I realized that although I had university education, I didn't know anything. There was so much new. I had to learn about building and gardening, and I wanted to learn about animals. And then this inner voice also said to me two things. But first, I want to take a rabbit. And the second was that I want to learn stained glass, how to make stained glass.
Beautiful.
So I did two of them, both of them. The rabbit taught me a lot about animals. Each rabbit has its own character. It has its own fears. It has its own tricks and plays its own games. They actually are able to create games. And well, after that, I have had many different animals, and I really like getting to know them.
Mm.
And stained glass, well, this was very interesting road because at that time there were no classes, no YouTube. I just had books.
Wow.
And yes, I learned from the books. And I had to buy the tools that I couldn't buy in Estonia. I had to go abroad. And it took a whole year for me to begin. But after that, I learned also woodworking. And it's I really like to combine glass and wood together. Mm. My inner voice always works with me. It's gives me some idea to what to make, some crazy project. And well, since I listened to it, I have also gone to metalworking.
That is good. I love that.
I really love forging. I have done it already for 7 years and I still love it. It's like forgetting everything about my like everyday life. And the second thing is that I make also jewelry, and it's something that that I feel that is like for me. And now I only wear my own jewelry.
Perfect. That is such a fascinating and rich combination of things. I really love it. So with such beautiful things that you do, it's almost silly to ask what you actually do to relax and what you do as a passion and hobbies, because to me, everything you've said so far doesn't even seem like work. It seems like the perfect hobbies that everybody dreams of.
Well, relaxing, yes, it helps me to relax. And since my kids were born, I actually stopped working as a programmer because I felt that this virtual world was sucking some energy out of me, and there were very tight deadlines. I had to work very much.
Mm-hmm.
And after some 12 hours work. I had these bits and bytes running around in my head. I couldn't sleep anymore.
Sure.
And so after the kids were born, I stopped. And I dedicated the next 10 years to my kids, mostly. Of course, they were raised at home with me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even teaching them. They were playing around, and I was sometimes, when I had the time, I was doing my things, my own projects. And now that they are already a bit bigger, this is something that I really want to share with other parents, that if you have a possibility, do something with your kids, like go with them.
Absolutely.
And what I did was we went together to the handicraft classes. We have a wonderful teacher mm-hmm. who actually accepted me also. And she accepted those projects that we created. We thought about something and she was playing along. And mm-hmm. There were really a wonderful 2 years that we made together. Like, I have some few of those things. My youngest daughter learned how to sew. My older daughter made glass.
Wow. They're talented. They're really, really talented.
I like those holes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And for my son, then with him, we created really like crazy projects. We made wooden clogs.
Nice, nice. But so well done, so well done.
This is old boots, rubber boots.
Mm-hmm.
And a really special project.
Ooh, a zither.
It's out of tune a bit, but it's working.
Never mind, but it's so difficult to make a zither. Oh, well done. Your kids are gifted and you are gifted.
I didn't know anything about the zither. We just made it.
Mm-hmm.
We learned while we were making it and they really enjoyed it, and the kids too.
That is fascinating. That is so fascinating. Yeah, it seems such a perfect life to everybody else, you know? You know, the things you do, a lot of us dream of, just to go out there, have that courage to break up from your job in the city and just to go out there. And I bet it was a scary thing to do, to just leave everything behind and not knowing what was to come. But you have a beautiful life because of it. So very well done. Very well done. And I have already read the story. It's already gone into edit. Trine has already done and completed her part in the book Strong and Free. And it's fascinating. It really is worth a read, everybody. So once the book comes out, be sure to get hold of a copy so you can read a lot more about this fascinating life. With all of that, what is your biggest dream in life? Because you've achieved so much already. Is there actually anything else? Is there anything on your bucket list that you need to do?
I would like somehow to show the world how important it is for kids to play around, climb the trees.
Yeah, that is beautiful. So if you had a wish to change the world for the better, what would it be? What you've almost just answered that question, to show the kids that there is a good life out there.
And to create,
yeah, absolutely. Use your hands. It's so important. I think in today's society, that's often forgotten because we're sitting in front of screens so much. But thank you so much, Trine, for that fascinating look into your world. And where can our viewers actually find you if they want to get in touch with you or find out more about you?
I have a Facebook page for my jewelry. It's half of a jewelry and half storytelling. It's two things together.
Mm-hmm. So what's that page called?
Magpie Mill Jewelry.
Brilliant. I'll be putting all those details in the comments as well, so anybody who wants to get in touch with Trine can go straight through to her page. Well, it was a pleasure having you here today, Trine. Thank you so much for coming along.
Thank you very much.
Are you strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. And on the music spotlight today, my God, we're already at the end of the show almost. Music spotlight, as always, closing the show with music because no inner hippie should ever go without music in the day. And today I am going to play a song that is very special to me, very close to my heart. It's called Edge of a Devil. And it's written and sung and performed by Sean Harvey. And yes, yours truly is on there on bass as well. And it was an amazing recording session we did with our band, Sean Harvey and the B-57s. Back in the day, it was a great live recording sessions. We cut an entire album in one weekend, straight into the studio, focusing, playing your stuff, capturing the live essence, and then afterwards just touching it up and making it good to go. I love this song in particular because we created a beautiful video to that. We were actually in a place called Killin in Scotland, and we filmed around an old house, a typically old Scottish manor house, and we filmed in the ruins of a castle. And there was our friend from America, Brandy Chapman, and she came over just to record with us, and it was a beautiful time all together. And we created something very special there, because I'm also very much into music video creation, and I love the creative process of putting images to a music. And it was just a magical week that we spent there recording around the house, having a nice holiday, enjoying Scotland, one of the most beautiful places on earth. So this song, Edge of a Devil, holds a special sentiment for me. I love it every time I hear it. So here is Edge of a Devil by Sean Harvey and B-57. Thank you.
the nature's surprising. Inner rest, make a heart man weak inside. Tremble, 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 oh my soul. This woman now has it all. The potion number 9, make a heart man weak inside. I know. Make a heart man weak inside. Tremble, 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 oh my soul. This woman now has it all. A potion number 9, make a heart man weak inside.
That was Edge of a Devil by Sean Harvey and B57. And if you want to find out more about Sean, you can go to www.seanharvey.com. The link is also here on the radio page, and you can click straight through. And there you can listen to nearly all of his songs he's recorded over the last 20 years. And you can download them and buy the albums. And there's also some videos available, including the video to Edge of a Devil, I believe. So this brings us to the end of the show already. And as usual, we end on an inner hippie tip. Well, the tip today is to practice mindfulness by going out in nature. It seems very simple, but it's absolutely effective. Whenever you need to ground, whenever you need to clear your head, whenever you need a few minutes respite in the day, just go out into nature. Even if you're living in the city, it doesn't matter. Walk down the pavements, the sidewalks, and just enjoy the air on your face, the sun on your skin, or if it's raining, even the rain. All of these elements, feel the elements, really connect with the elements, and whatever weather it is on that particular day, really connect with it. That in itself clears your head, it grounds you. And if you are very fortunate and you spy a little bit of green, or if you're in the countryside, then take off your shoes and walk barefoot on the ground and feel the earth. I mean, even when it's raining, that can be exciting. Just feel all the different textures beneath your feet. Okay, maybe if it's muddy, don't do that unless you have a towel on you. But anyway, the point is to just go outside wherever you're living, wherever you're working, leave our man-made habitations and go out there and reconnect to nature. This very simple trick helps me each and every day to wind down and have a few minutes just to myself and to breathe again. And with that, we're at the end of the show. And I would love to remind you once again that the book Strong and Free, Stories of Women Who Are Living Their Dream After Breaking Up with Society's Expectations, will be launched on the 17th of December. It will go out live worldwide on Amazon, and you can buy it first as a Kindle version, as a Kindle ebook, and then afterwards it will be available as a paperback as well. But there are stories of amazing, strong women. Every single story so far has absolutely blown me away, and it's magical. And by the way, I have still got one space left to give away to anybody who still wants to be in the book. Last minute. Yes, there is still time. You can still be in Strong and Free and have your own story released on the 17th of December. And the deal is a very special offer for the very last spot available is now $299. You get to write a story of 1,000 words. And I'm giving away as a special bonus my one-day intensive author's retreat, where on Zoom and on Voxer, I take you through the entire process of writing your story so that within the same day, you have got a finished story. So if you're quick, get in, grab this very last spot, and we can get to writing your story, and it will be ready for the 17th of December. So even if you know somebody, send them along. This offer won't be around for very long. It will be snapped up as soon as it goes live on Facebook, which will be later today. So get in there. You can contact me at silke@innerhippieclub.com and just drop me an email and we get you going. You can still be a best-selling author before the year is out. So this was the end of the show, and we'll be back next Monday, same place, same time. And we'll be hearing more about our wonderful authors of Strong and Free. So, see you then.
Thank you for listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silke Harvey. See you again next week, same place, same time,
Mondays at 1 p.m. CT.